We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Minnesota United FC in action this evening at Allianz Field. The stretch drive, they are above the playoff line. And they get LAFC tonight, and points are imperative. Three would be nice. And the man who covers for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com, Jerry Zagoda, good enough to join us. Jerry, how you been?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good to visit with you on this lovely day. Should be a great night at Allianz Field tonight.
Yeah, going back to your intro to me, it wasn't very often when I was covering the Wolves you ever used the term Timberwolves basking.
Yeah. I know, but the feelings are so good in the wake of that dominant win over a bad Houston team. Everybody's feeling good, at least. And now, I just will say this about the Timberwolves, and this was my observation sitting in for Maxie on Thursday night and Friday night. Come back and do it again. You know, one's nice. Two would be better, especially when you've got New Orleans, who's really struggled as well, coming in tonight and again on Monday night. It would be good if the Wolves were able to gain some consistency and string some together, particularly early in the year.
I was just going to say, that's asking a lot, asking for consistency.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll see what they do tonight at Target Center. Meanwhile, over at Allianz on the Midway, in St. Paul, the Loons are above the playoff line, and they've got a tough stretch to close it out. If they are going to get in to the postseason, and things look promising, they'll play some very good clubs down the stretch here, Jerry.
And a lot of them, you know, two midweek games, a lot of games coming up here in the next 15 days. So it'll be interesting. They haven't dropped down below that playoff line yet, and then the other night, they go home, and all of a sudden, you get home and turn on, you see that Vancouver came back to beat Portland, and now they're only two games out of fourth place. So they're two games out of fourth and a home playoff game, and two games out of missing the playoffs altogether.
Yeah, and Allianz should be very raucous here tonight, and great night for the players. It'll be very enjoyable, not windy. It'll be cool and comfortable, though, in the grandstand, so it should be a lot of fun. You did a piece in the Star Tribune, and one of the concerns about this club in 2021, not so much the goalkeeper, not so much the back end, it's been consistent scoring, and maybe the Loons are finding their way at just the right time.
Well, the whole thing is how these four guys come together, you know, at the end. It's guys, we got in the season, Adrian Unu and Franco Fragapani. You had them with Robin Lud and Emmanuel Reynoso. And if those guys get going, if they get on a roll, this could be a lot of fun. You're seeing Unu score a goal the other night, Fragapani. They're just learning to play together, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and Jerry, there's no question that Minnesota United FC struggled in their foray into Major League Soccer, but they have not been afraid to spend money, and they've not been afraid to change up this roster and bring players in. By Major League standards, Major League Soccer standards, they are willing to spend money.
They are. They've upgraded. Some of them haven't worked out. Some guys, you know, I was looking at their salary list, and a guy named Thomas Chacon is still on there, who was the big guy from Uruguay they signed a couple years ago, and he never made it. But then they go and get a guy like Reynoso. I mean, if you look down the line here at the final games, you know, as he goes, they go. He's know, Adrian Heath says he's probably might be the best player in the league right now. And if he plays like he played the other night, then they're going to score some goals, and maybe even he'll score a couple, and they're going to win games. But we'll see. I think this is the third game of what Heath called six cup finals to end the season with. So never one for hyperbole.
Yeah, well, in colorful to watch him on the sideline, and then particularly watch his post game on television is really pretty entertaining stuff. He definitely says what's on his mind, and you have to appreciate that. It's got to be fun to cover the Loons and Adrian Heath for that reason.
He comes a little bit from the Greg Popovich school. He's angry when they win and on them, and then he's, you know, suiting when they lose most of the time.
Yeah, and about this club, I had a chance to visit with Manny Lagos, and one of the things he said is, granted, they've struggled up front, but on the back end, they've been pretty solid. And for all practical purposes, that's what's kept them in the mix, because they have had a number of instances this year that really stand out where they've had extended periods where they're a man up and haven't been able to take advantage. And it would be a shame at the end of the season if those came back to haunt them.
Yeah, I mean, one thing to remember, it's the man advantage isn't like the power play in hockey. It's not quite that big of an advantage, but still, you don't give up three goals when you're leading, when you go up a man like they do. So, you know, they've never really had the whole season everybody together. Everybody they put together healthy, not on international duty. You know, everybody here, and let's see if they can do that in the final, you know, four or five games here and see what it looks like. That'll be curious. It'll tell a lot about the future of this team. Of, you know, if they miss the playoffs, certainly that's one thing. If they get on a run and do like they did last year and get as far as a Western final or even a Cup final, you know, I think anything's possible.
Yeah, and like any sport, when you get into, you know, the stretch drive and the playoff push, Jerry, do you have any sense on how many points you think it's going to take? I mean, obviously three will go a long way tonight, and, you know, just winning out, it goes without saying. But is there an idea or a number in the final four how many points they need to get to
so
be
safe? What's your goal, playoffs or home playoffs?
Yeah, true. Yeah, good point.
Now, that's a question. I mean, they're all of a sudden, fourth spot is in play with Portland losing the other night. So, you know, if they they win tonight, they get 9 points for the week, and, you know, they still got to go play two road games where they haven't been great on, but they got to go all the way to Vancouver midweek this week, and then they end up LA Galaxy for a game that could mean a whole lot on decision day, as MLS calls it, and then they still got the two more home games here. So, you know, if they get, like you mentioned, they get the 3 games tonight, the 3 points tonight, that really helps solidify at least making the playoffs. You know, they're going to probably have to win or get a couple points on the road to defend home to get a chance to, you know, maybe sneak into that fourth spot.
All right, Jerry. Well, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Jerry Zagota, covers the Loons for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com, and has a piece on Adrien Anou, the French striker, and they're starting to put it together, and they could be getting hot at the right time. Once again, LAFC tonight, 7 o'clock at Allianz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.